We begin the current daf, Masechet Chul and daf Mem. We begin on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, second line up at the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of these Mishnahis, opening up with the same word of the title of this parak of Hashechet, regarding the laws of slaughtering, specifically following on the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding slaughtering for Avodah Zarah, for idolatry. Says the Mishnah, Hashechet l'shem harim l'shem gevois, if someone slaughters an animal for the purposes of serving a mountain or hills, or l'shem yamim, where he makes the seas his idol, l'shem naharis, for rivers, l'shem edbaris, for the sake of deserts, shchitas psula, that invalidates the slaughtering as the halacha applies to that of Avodah Zarah. Now, the Gemara continues at the top of Mem and Aleph, shnayim eichzim besaken. If two people are holding onto the knife, one at the tip of the knife and one at the handle of the knife, and together they're slaughtering. Echad l'shem echad mikaleilu. One of them is having a mind that he wants to serve one of these items that we just mentioned in the Mishnah. The echad l'shem davakash, and the other one's having a mind for a proper slaughtering, meaning he's just slaughtering as in general, as the mitzvah, not for some avodah zarah. That the halacha still is shechitas psul. It's still going to be an invalid slaughtering because one of them, who is a partner in this slaughtering, is having a mind for one of these things, which makes it forbidden. Now the Gemara makes an inference psula in. Sounds like when you're slaughtering to have one of these things in mind, it invalidates the slaughtering, so it's not a kosher slaughtering. But zivchei meisim, to consider the animal as sacrifices for the dead, to make it forbidden to have benefit from it, as the halacha is when one serves an animal with worshipping avodah zarah, that it becomes forbidden like a dead person, which is just like a dead person, forbidden to have any benefit. As the Gemara learns that in avodah zarah, daf chof tes mabez, from Batama Sham Miriam, that Miriam died over there, we learn that a gezer shava, sham from Egla Rufa, which is forbidden to have benefit. So too, something that's worship of avodah zarah becomes forbidden benefit. That sounds like from a Mishnah that loy, that these things, although they're not valid slaughtering, but they will not become like Tekrebus avodah zarah and become forbidden for benefit. Now that is the Gemara, but Rimini seems to be contradicted from the following brisa. The Braisa says the same cases. Hashechet l'shem harim, if someone slaughters for the sake of mountains, again, which he's worshipping as Avodah Zarah. L'shem gvois, for those hills. L'shem naharis, for those rivers. L'shem midbaris, for those deserts. L'shem chamo levana, for the sun and for the moon. L'shem krechav mazales, worshipping for the stars and the constellations. L'shem michael hasar gadol, for the great angel, that of Michael, which means to say even the greatest creation, or l'shem shilshel katan, or even for a tiny worm, meaning for the smallest creation. Harei elu zivcha meisim, these are all sacrifices of the dead, meaning of Avodah Zarah. And if forbidden to have any benefit from these things for the person who's slaughtering the animal for that sake. So you see that these items in the Mishnah are not only pasul as a shechita, but they're actually asabana as a chemesim, but our Mishnah doesn't say that. So Amabai says, like Kash, it's not difficulty. Ha, our Mishnah is talking about da'ama lahar. The person says he's slaughtering this animal for the mountain itself. Now the thing is, a mountain cannot become an idol. As the Pasuk says, Eloheihem al haharim, they're gods on the mountains, which tells us, but they cannot make the mountains into their gods. That does not become an Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara says, Avodah Zarah of Memeheim and Beis. So therefore, when someone sacrifices for the namesake of those things, that sacrifice, that animal that he's slaughtering, does not become Zivchei Meisim. However, it does become, as our Mishnah says, invalid to eat, because it is at least similar to slaughtering of Avodah Zarah, and people might come to confuse it. As we find similar on the Mishnah on the next daf, Mem Aleph and Beis, similar concept, if someone slaughters something that is something that could be brought as a neder and a dove in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's an invalid shechita because it looks like slaughtering kachim b'chutz, as we'll explain in the next daf. But that says, Abaye is the similar halacha in our Mishnah, where it's not really takrebis avodah zarah, because those items themselves are not avodah zarah. The actual mountain itself, the actual river itself. It's just that we make the thing forbidden because it's similar to avodah zarah, but it's not takrebis avodah zarah. Ha da'ama l'gadah dahar. The Braisa is talking about where he's not slaughtering this animal for the mountain itself. He's slaughtering for the angel that's appointed over the mountains. That is something that could be as Avodah Zarah, because it's not something attached to the ground. And therefore, what you're slaughtering for that is also Zivchei Meisim, and therefore it's going to be Asur B'Hanah. And as the Gemara says, Deke Nami, actually precise reading of the Braisa indicates, like Abaye is saying, because the Tani, we learned over there all these cases of the mountains and so on, Dumi de Michal Saragadl, which is similar to one of the cases mentioned of the angel Michal, who he's not something that's attached to the ground like all these other items. And therefore, Shmami Noah could infer from there is that also all these other things, we're not referring to the items themselves that are attached to the ground, they're actually referring to the angel that's over the mountain and so on and so forth. And therefore, that's something that could be an actual avodah zarah for a person, and therefore when he's slaughtering the animal for that thing, it's takrevas avodah zarah, and therefore it's zivchei mesim and forbidden to have benefit. Now Rashi just addresses that one of the cases of the braisa of a shulshul katan, that you're slaughtering the animal for avodah zarah of a small worm, that's a living creature. Don't you have the same problem over there that a living creature also cannot become an avodah zarah? As the Gemara says in Timur Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph, from the fact that the Torah to tell you that an animal or living creature that's worshipped for avodah zarah is forbidden to be used as a carbon, the inference is that for a commoner it's permitted. You can't make that avodah zarah. So why wouldn't you slaughter an animal for the avodah zarah of that small worm, but that should also not be considered zivchei mesim because the worm itself cannot become an avodah zarah? So then says Rashi that although it doesn't become an avodah zarah, but a person could call it Elohus, his God, with a small g. Like we find the pasuk in Shema Yisches, that we find that the Jewish people said regarding the sheep, that Hei nizbech es toyav es mitzrayim, well, we're going to slaughter the God of the Egyptians? What do you mean? It's a living creature. So yes, it does not become an avodah zarah, but it could still be called his God, and therefore the slaughtering of the animal for that small worm, which he's considering as God, although it's not an essential avodah zarah, it could still be called that to make what he's slaughtering for it as takrevus of avodah zarah. Now the Gemara brings a teaching that will relate back to the halacha of our Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna said, "Haisa behemis chaveiroi." If it was his friend's animal, now as Rashi points out, that there's a novelty in this teaching regarding his friend's animal, meaning if a person had his own animal, most definitely, if he's going to go ahead and slaughter the animal for the purposes of avodah zarah, for sure it's going to become forbidden as takrevus avodah kechavim, as a sacrifice of avodah zarah, of idolatry, by just slaughtering one of the two pipes that he's slaughtering of the animal. Because although a living creature does not become forbidden, as we just mentioned before, for a regular person, neither when you worship it to make it into avodah zarah, and neither when you go ahead and you designate it to be for a sacrifice of avodah zarah as what's called the term of muktzah, because as the Gemara says in Timur Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph, as we mentioned before, from the fact that the Torah had to go ahead and say that those animals are forbidden to be used ligvaya for Hashem, for the Beis Hamikdash, for a carbon, as the Braisa teaches in Baba Kama Daf Mem Mabez, it says in the Pasuk, you should bring a carbon min habakar, from the cattle, which tells you to exclude an animal that was worshipped at the avodah zarah. When it says minatzayim from the flock, when it says from, exclusionary term, to exclude a muktzah, an animal that was designated for avodah zarah. So the inference is that, but for a commoner, it's permitted. However, that says Rashi, that's only when you just do something externally to the animal. But when you do an actual action to the animal itself, to the body of the animal, then, like slaughtering that we're discussing, the animal does become forbidden, even to a commoner, as the Gemara says in the Zohar Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis, that even though we said that if someone bows down to the earth, it doesn't become forbidden, but if he digs a ditch in it, and then he bows down to it, then it becomes forbidden, because he did an action to it, he affected it itself, so here also, even though it's a living creature, it would become forbidden. Now, this that we're saying, as we'll explain later on, that he's talking about, as we're going to quote, that when he slaughters the animal, it already becomes forbidden with one simen, that's not necessarily even that. It would even be half the simen. It's doing an action to the animal for the purposes of avodah zarah that makes it forbidden as takrevus avodah kechavim. Now, that's the chiddush that Rav Huna is coming to say, that even if it's his friend's animal, even though it's obvious to us that everyone agrees to the primary concept that a person cannot make something that's not his forbidden, that's what Rav Huna is coming to teach. But if you do an action to it, then even a small action will make it forbidden, even if it's not even his. So therefore, says Rav Huna, if his friend's animal was revut lefnei avodah zarah, was laying down, crouched down, in front of an idol, which that's also a chiddush, it's also a novelty. Forget about if the animal was standing, because then if the animal is standing, then he has to get into a crouching position to slaughter it. So he has to first lift it up and lay it down. He's already acquired the animal in Kinyan Gizela by lifting it up and becomes his. So his, of course, he can make it forbidden when he goes and cuts the pipes as avodah zarah. But we're saying even if it's just laying down and never acquired it, he's still making it forbidden with the action that he's doing. As Rav Huna quotes, Kivin sheshachad bas siman echad asara. Once he cut ready one of the two pipes, has already made the animal forbidden as takrevus avodah kechav. So says the Gemara, Sava lo ki hada ama ula amar b'yichnan. Obviously, Rav Huna holds, like Ula that said over the following halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechonah, that afa pisha amru hamishtach v'le behemis chaveru lo yasara, even though everyone says that if you bow down to your friend's animal, you have not made it forbidden, even for the altar, even for the mizbeach, as what would normally be a problem because of neved, because it was worship, because you can't make something that's not yours forbidden. But that's what the chiddush is. Asa b'maisa asara. But if you did an action in it, it becomes forbidden even for a commoner, even for a regular person. Now, the reason for this halacha, how could you make it forbidden if it's not yours? So the Gemara learns out in Avodah Zarah, from the Beis Mabeis, from a pasuk that says, all the vessels that were left over and defiled by the wicked king Achaz, they said, we prepared it. Which the Gemara there explains, what does it mean that we prepared it? It means to say that we hid them away because you can't use them anymore, they're forbidden to have benefit, and we made new vessels. So you see that even though those vessels in the Beis HaMikdash were not his because they were clay sharas, still you see he was able to make it forbidden because he did an action to the vessels itself. So although ein on the Maisa Davisha ein shaloi, but if he does an action to it, like over here, he's cutting one of the pipes of the animal, he already did an action. Again, even like a half a pipe, he did something to the animal for the utility of Avodah Zarah, that's already going to make it aser b'hano, it's already going to make it aser as takrevis of Yitzchak. Now, on this halacha, Eisver Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna for the following brisa. The brisa says, Hashechit chatas. If someone slaughters a karban chatas, the Gemara later on is going to explain why are we picking specifically a karban chatas, a sin offering. So if he slaughters the chatas, bis Shabbos, on Shabbos, bachutz, out of the Azara, lavaitz kechavim for the purposes of worshipping an idol, chayiv shalosh chatois. If he does this by mistake, he's liable for three karbanas chatas. One, because he's doing a malacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to slaughter on Shabbos. Two, because he's slaughtering kachim b'chutz, you're not allowed to slaughter a carbon out of the azara. And three, because of avodah zarah, where you're not allowed to slaughter avodah zarah, and all three are punishable by karis, which therefore if you do it by mistake, you're chayav a karban chatas. Now Rashi addresses, although seemingly that on Shabbos you only chayav if you do a constructive act, and here this slaughtering is a destructive act, because it's actually not making the animal permitted by slaughtering, it's actually making it actually asabahana. Still says Rashi, it's still considered a constructive act because in some element it is constructive for non-Jews. Because when the animal's alive, it was forbidden to eat from the animal even for them, because it's Eivir Menachai, would be a limb from a living animal. Now that it's slaughtered, it's constructive, now they can eat from it. Now, the Gemara's point, and Rav Nachman's question on Rav Huna is, this karban chatas, when the owner goes and slaughters it, and he's doing it outside the Azara, he's doing it on Shabbos, he's doing it for the Azara, but one thing is, it's not his animal, because a chatas is Hashem's. It's not owned by the person. He might get something from it, but it's not his. So on that, asked Rav Nachman, V'i Amr, and if you're going to say like Rav Huna, Kivin Sheshachad Basim Enechad Azara, once you slaughtered already one pipe, you already did an action to the animal, and you did it for the purposes of the Azara, you already made it forbidden. So then this price is difficult. You shouldn't be liable on all three what you're calling chatois. You shouldn't be chayiv for slaughtering kachim out of the azara. Why? Because it's a continued time of days. What you continue cutting is like just digging in the earth, cutting earth. Because the moment it becomes that you cut one pipe already, and you were doing it for the purpose of the azara, it already became forbidden, it already became like idolatry, like the azara, it already removed it from the status of being a carbon and it became a avodah zarah. So it's like earth. It's like nothing. So you cannot be liable anymore for shchutei chutz, which is only when you do the whole slaughtering, which is when you complete it. But you're not completing it because it already became us. It already became not kachim after the first pipe. Because although the Gemara does say on Daf Chavtesim Abayis that if you do slaughter one of the pipes of a carbon out of the azara, and then you do the second one inside, you are chayiv, because you did an action of a chatas life outside, that you cannot say that, so we should say the same thing over here, that when you finished the simen, it took effect, the issa avodah zarah with the issa shchutei chutz, because you see that you are chayav for doing the first pipe just outside, because there where we say that for just doing the first pipe outside you're chayav, that's only when you ultimately complete the shechita of the carbon inside, as the halacha says, he did the second one inside, where it was revealed that the first pipe he had cut was the doing the shechita of the carbon, but it was just bachutz, and therefore yechayiv. The reason over there is because yeshna l'shechita mitchil v'atzayv. They hold that the slaughtering is the whole time. So when you finish it up inside, oh, so therefore, the first part that you did when it was outside was part of the shechita that you give me chayiv for. But over here, the second pipe, like what the Gemara is asking, is not being cut at all. Because it's like just cutting earth, because it's not a carbon anymore, because it's already avodah zarah. And therefore the first pipe should not either have the designation of the shechita at all, So therefore, that's the Gemara's question. Regarding Shabbos, we don't have a difficulty because Shabbos, the melacha of being liable for, is not the halachic relevancy of Shechita. It's that you're taking away the life of the animal, even though it's not Shechita. So we understand why that should be chayv. We also understand regarding Avodah Zarah why you'd be chayv, because for Avodah Zarah it is considered slaughtering, right when you do an action already of the first pipe. But the question of the Gemara is, according to Rav Huna, there shouldn't be a liability of Shechut Echut because you didn't slaughter a carbon. Because although, like we're saying, even though on Daf Chotes we say even just doing one pipe it is considered a Shechut Echut, that's only if you complete it. You're not completing it over here because it's not a carbon anymore. So therefore, according to Rav Huna, the price is difficult. So that Amar Papa, he says, not difficult. In this price, we're not talking about just a chatas behema, an animal chatas. We're talking about a bird chatas, where when you do malika on the bird, it's actually completed already after the first pipe. By a bird, all you have to do is slaughter one of the pipes, as the Gemara said in the first pect of Chafal Manal. So therefore, its liability of shechita outside is by cutting one pipe. Now, it's specifically actually shechita of the bird of karjim outside of Yechayiv, because actually if you do malika outside, you're actually potter, as the Gemara teaches in Zvachim of Kofir Alf and Alf, which learns out from Oyashi Yeshachit, which includes the Oif, but it's only by shechita and not by malika. But one thing is, says Rapapa, the kuli behad the adadikasi, where yes, all three liabilities are happening at the same time, because since the designation of Avodah Zarah is only chal, only takes effect when you finish that pipe, so it comes out that that's the time when you're doing the shechita of the kachim, which is also outside when you're finished, because that's a knife that doesn't need both pipes. So you chayv the shechut echutz outside. They're all happening at the same time when you finish cutting the first pipe. But that is the Gemara Mechti. Let's see. Although Rav Huna had used the words, and we already alluded to this in the interpretation of Rashi, that when you cut one pipe of the animal, you chayv for avodah zarah, and therefore Rav Papa wants to say, oh great, so you're talking about chatas ha'if. It also is done when you finish one pipe, and Shabbos also would be one pipe when you did a shechita, and chatas also would be all after doing avodah zarah also one pipe. But says the Gemara Mechti, let's see. Rav Huna kaman amar l'shmaite. According to whom did we say Rav Huna is going like? Ku'ula, like Ula. Now, v'ula maisa hu called the hu ka'amar. Ula said that the liability of doing avodah zarah, as we were going and saying, even on a person's, not his own animal. But he was saying, it's any action, as Rashi explains. Since Rav Huna said, the liability would be for cutting even one pipe of the animal of avodah zarah, that obviously his opinion was relying on the teaching of Ula. Because Ula was the one that was saying this same chiddush in this halacha of being liable. Now, obviously Rav Huna is teaching us that when Ula said that you're going to be liable for someone else's animal, even though it's not your own, but you did an action to it, then you're going to be chayev for avodah zarah in that animal, must be that Rav Huna was interpreting Ula's teaching that when he said doing a maisa, it means even the smallest amount of action. Why? Because when Rav Huna says in his teaching, oh, when you cut one pipe is when the liability happens. Now, regarding slaughtering for avodah zarah, that's not the conclusion of the action. You didn't finish the slaughtering when you slaughtered only one pipe. Obviously, when Rav Huna says cutting one pipe, it must be not precise. Because what is the relevancy of one pipe? It's not the end. So what's the relevancy of one pipe? Must be the same thing would be even cutting a half a pipe. And even if you explained, and that's the Gemara's question, they were talking about by chatas ha'if, it's still difficult. Because the moment you start slaughtering that first pipe, even just if you're halfway through that first pipe, it already is not a carbon anymore. Because it already became a void desire, because you did somewhat of an action to the animal itself. And therefore it's difficult, because the liability of shechitas chutz you don't have until you finish that first pipe, when it's considered a valid shechita of the oif. But at that point already, you're just cutting earth. So therefore, as the Gemara, we still don't have a good answer, because although it answers for like one pipe and you don't need two pipes, but the thing is, the liability of avodah zarah of making it a non-carbon is already halfway through the first pipe, because you don't need the whole animal being slaughtered. As Rav Huna was qualifying Ula's teaching, it would be any action, and that would be even through a half a pipe of the first pipe. So El Rather says the Gemara, you're right, we don't have to say like Rav Papa. We could even say that the halacha, the Bryce is talking about to be chayv sholish chatois is a chatas behema, an animal chatas. And however, it's be'imer, it's where the person says, I don't want to worship this animal. that I'm slaughtering that's really a carbon, I'm doing a Shabbos outside the Azara, I don't want to worship it as a Bidazar with the slaughtering until Begmar Zvichu Avda, he wants to worship it only to be considered a Bidazar when he finishes the slaughtering. Where now it doesn't remove the designation of a Kachem until he actually finishes, and at that point he's Chayv in all of them. That's when he's considered doing a shechita to be chayv for Shabbos, and that's when he's considered doing a shechita for avoid the zara because he only wants it to be at the end. And that's the same time when he finishes the shechita, which is to be chayv and kachem b'chutz. However, ihachi. But if that's the case, ask the Gemara. We're first going to go with the first interpretation of Rashi, and then we'll explain the second interpretation of Rashi. If that's the case, that the reason of the liability of shechita chutz of slaughtering the carbon outside is not because, as we had first explained with Rav Papa, that it's one simon of the chata sa'if, and therefore that's the same time as all three. Rather, it's because they're explaining when he says that I only want to worship it at the end of the slaughtering. So then, my yiri chatas. Then why does the Tana the Braisa pick a case specifically, as we had alluded to that question of chatas? It should say someone who slaughters a zevach, where lishmin and zevach. We should teach it in regards to all karbanas. Why pick chatas? All karbanas say, I only want to worship it at the end, which is when you finish the slaughtering, which is at the end, which is to be Chayv Shabbos, which is at the end. From the fact that the Tana picks chatas, which the uniqueness about chatas is that it's not only with an animal sacrifice, it also has a bird sacrifice. Obviously, it's trying to allude to us something that its halacha is specifically by chatas a'if. Now, although there actually is another karban that also has a bird, which is by Ayla, but that wouldn't teach us what we're trying to prove, because Ayla sa'if is only valid after slaughtering both pipes, not one pipe. In contrast, Chatzis Aif is only by one pipe. So therefore, it's not like we're saying that, oh, he wants to worship it only at the end of the slaughtering, because if he's only worshiping at the end of the slaughtering, then why would the Tana go out of its way to tell us Chatzis, which is alluding to the Aif? It would be the same effect by any animal carbon, which is only by animals. Rashi explains, according to this first version, that the Gemara's question is not specifically on Rav Huna like it was up until now. Because even without Rav Huna, and you're going to say not like him, that a person cannot make someone else's carbon forbidden with that's not his by just doing an action to it, only when he finishes the action, then it was done already, then everyone would agree that it would become avodah zarah, but you would still be able to ask the question, why does it pick specifically a chatas? Rather, what the Gemara is asking is that if we're explaining the Brice as we are now, that it's only at the end of the Zvicha that he wants to do it as Avodah Zarah, so then why is it picking specifically a case that applies to a bird? Rather, it must be that there's a different interpretation in the Brice, because why is it picking specifically a Chatas? So Ela Amamar Zutra Mishmeder Rapapa, rather he explains, in the name of Rapapa, who he's coming to back to what Rapapa had said before, that no, this Brice does support Rav Huna. And that's why it picked the chatas, which again, chatas alludes to the chatas of where its validation is by cutting just one pipe, which is more unique than all the other karbanas, which need both pipes to be cut. Because had we said zevach, then actually the liability would not be for shchutei chutz. Why not? Because it would already be forbidden from the beginning of the slaughtering, when that would already remove it from the designation of kachem, like Rav Huna had said, and then you wouldn't be liable for all three. But by a bird carbon, then you could have Shalash Chatois. How? Didn't we ask there also, even before you cut the hole for its pipe, halfway through it's already a Vaidazara? So explains Rav Papa, Hachamayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Kagoin Shahoya Chatzi Kanapagam. We're talking about where half of the trachea was already severed. It's already cut. But that doesn't make the animal into a trefa. Vahaisabal of culture, then he added on a little bit, he did it one small cut, which that would actually validate the carbon inside the azar, which thus makes it as a liability for doing it outside what's called shechitas chutz. The gemara, with that one cut, he already finished the shechita, where the kulu, because all you need is a rive of the pipe to be cut, that comes out of all three things. The shechiv of shechita b'chutz, and that small action is being done for avodah zarah, and you're already making the animal lose its life for taking its soul on Shabbos. Bahad, the adad, the kasin, they're all happening at the same time. That's why it picks specifically chatas, to allude to the chatas ha'if, which then you could have this case, which actually supports Rav Huna, where, yeah, because you did a small action on Beit Zara, it already made it forbidden, and you're having all three at the same time. Now, Amr HaPapa, Rav Papa continues, and he qualifies now, and he says, Ilav de Amr Rav Huna Simen Echad. If not for Rav Huna saying his halacha of making the animal forbidden, even though it's not his, someone else's, by cutting one pipe, which, as we explained, he's obviously testifying that the teaching of Ula was Maisa Kolduhu, even the smallest action, you don't need a full shechita, which is two pipes, that even that is going to make it forbidden. If he didn't say that, Lohavi Chatas Tiyufti, then this Brice of Chatas would not have been a refutation of Ula, as we'd originally explained when we assumed that it was talking about a Chatas Behema. We wouldn't have asked the question in the first place. Because we could have said, my Maisa, what does Ula mean when he says there's an action that you did to someone else's animal, that it will make it forbidden? Maisa Rabba, it made a large action, meaning when you concluded the Shechita. But we wouldn't have asked, oh, why, what, from this Brisa on Ula, because it's not difficult. What's the difficulty? Yeah, it's going to be at the end, not in the beginning. It's not going to be after one pipe. Additionally, Vamra Papa, there's another element Rav Huna was saying. Ilav dam Rav Huna behemes chaveiro, if not Rav Huna telling us that halacha is by his friend's animal, where even if we would say that, yeah, as he qualified Ula's teaching, that it's even with just a small action that's going to make the animal forbidden, but had he not said it even by the person's, by someone else's animal, lo have chatas tiyufte. So then again, this braisa of the chatas would not have been his refutation, because even like we had originally assumed in the beginning, that we're talking about an animal, because my timer, what's the reason? Didei matziasa, we would have said, yes, his own thing he can make forbidden, even with a small action, but the chavri le matziasa, but his friends, he can't make forbidden. And that's why it says chatas, because a chatas belongs to the kahanim. And therefore, it's only going to be at the conclusion, when you're finished, even by someone else's thing, then you can make it forbidden. But therefore, that wouldn't have been difficult on Rav Huna, because Rav Huna is only talking about your own animal, even small action. And the fact that he says a small action, which is one pipe, even in someone else's animal, that's why we asked from this price of chatas on Rav Huna. So the Gemara asks Pshita. Obviously, what's Rav Papa teaching us? We understand this, that, like he just qualified, that it wouldn't be a difficulty on Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, no, because Mao did him, what would you say that Kivin the Kanilele Kapara, we would think that it would still be difficult on Rav Huna. Because even by the animal karbanas, that since he acquires it on some level for atonement, because the owners get atonement with it, so kididei damya, so then we would have thought to say that even the chatas, which is not his, but we would say that it is like his, and therefore it should be asur b'mashu with just a little bit amount, and then we would still have asked the question. Kamash Mulan, that's Rav Papa's teaching, that no, we would not have asked the question because we would have understood that it's not like his. If it's not like his, so we would have said, okay, you can't make someone else's thing forbidden until you totally finish it, and then we wouldn't have asked. We only asked, again, because he said it was even by someone else's animal that you could make it forbidden, even though Maisa called you even with one pipe, and that's why we asked the questions. Again, that's why we had the answer that we're talking about this unique case of Chatzah Sa'if, which Chatzah Kana Pogum, and then you add on the kosher, and then you gummer the kuli bahadeh hadadi, then you're finishing them all off at the same time, and that's why it's going to be Chayv all three at the same time, and that's where it supports Rav Huna. Now, as we set up until now, this was the first version of Rashi. Rashi, however, gives a different version in the framework of the Gemara's questioning. And the Gemara says that if we're going to say, as the Gemara had attempted to say, not like Rav Papa originally, to say that how do we understand the Braisa, it's talking about where he says, I only want to worship as Avodah Zarah at the conclusion. So now the Gemara's question is, then why are you picking Chatas? What's the question? Here it's different than the first version. If you're picking Chatas, it sounds like the Tana is picking something to tell us something that the owner does not have a portion in it. Because when the Bailam are slaughtering it, it's totally owned by the Kahanim. I mean, in the case of the Brice is where he's slaughtering it, his carbon, he's going outside on Shabbos, for the Zara. Now, why is it pick Chatas? It sounds like it's picking Chatas, which is something that it's not his. It totally belongs to the Kahanim. They eat the meat. It's all theirs. It should have said Zevach, is the Gemara's question. That would have sounded like even Shlomim, which that's the person's own thing, to tell you that they're also liable for three Chatois, because the designation of a kachim is not removed until you conclude the end of the Shechita. From the fact that it picks Chatas, obviously is telling us that even when you're doing Avodah Zarah in the beginning of the Shechita, because why are you going to be chayiv all three? Why is not make it already not kachim already in the beginning? Is because it's a Chatas, which is not his, and a person cannot make someone else's things forbidden with a small action, because if it was a shlamim, which would be his, then it actually would be forbidden even with a small action. And therefore, that's the Gemara's question on Rav Huna. Not like the first version that said it's not a question on Rav Huna. It would be difficult on Rav Huna, because from the fact that it picks Chatas, we would understand it if it wasn't Rav Huna, but it's difficult on Rav Huna because it sounds like the reason of the Tana that he says you can mechayev all three is because it's a chatzis, which is not his, and that's why you can't make it forbidden in the beginning, even though you're trying to do what it is in the beginning, only to the end. So that was our question, that how we understand this halacha according to Rav Huna. And that's what Mazutra come to say, that, no, you're right. The person is, as we pointed out, is coming to do Avodah Zarah in the beginning. And it's still not difficult on Rav Huna, because here we're talking about a chatas oif that has already half of its trachea severed. And with that small action, he's going to make it forbidden, one, because of Shechitas Chutz, and that's why we picked chatas, because that's the only way you'd be able to have this case of having one pipe that's half severed to do just a little action to make it all three happening at the same time, which is only by chatzas as chatzas aif, because oila wouldn't help us, that also has oila aif, because there you have to do both pipes, and wouldn't be enough to say that half of one pipe is severed to do a little bit more to finish Rosh off the slaughtering. Now, and then when the Gemara continues later on, after it gives this answer for Rav Huna, so Rav Papa had qualified and said, had Rav Huna not said that this is even by one simen, then chatzas would not have been tiyuftei, meaning that when Ula said that you do an action in someone else's animal is going to make it forbidden, we would have said it means a maaser rabba, a large action. And then we would not have had to explain the brisa as we had to ultimately answer for Rav Huna, that's tuma chatzas aif, because we would have said that the reason why it picks chatzas and not zevach is because if it would be shlamim, and this is going again according to this version's interpretation, since that's his, so yeah, that's why it's asr even with a small amount, and then you wouldn't be chai for shchitei chutz, because already would be non-kachem already in the beginning. But chatas does not become forbidden until you conclude the shchito, which then you do a maaser rabba, so then we would not have asked the question. But we ask it, because Rav Huna says it's even by a maaser zut, even by cutting one pipe, which again means even a half a pipe. Which again, Rashi prefers this second version, because it sounds like from the Gemara that the questioning that the Gemara is going on is on Rav Huna and not on everyone, and therefore it makes sense the way Rashi is interpreting right now. And then Rav Papa qualifies again, and he says that if Rav Huna would not have said that this is even by behemoth chaveroi, it wouldn't have been difficult from the Braisa, because we would have said, the chavri le matzi asr, someone else's animal you can't make forbidden with just a small action. And that's why we would have explained the Braisa uses the term, the case of chatas, which are the kahanims. Because had we said shlamim, which was his, of course you can make forbidden a small action. That's why we asked on Rav Huna, because he said it's even by behemoth chavera. Now, on that we asked Peshitta, obvious. So we said, no, the chiddush is that we would have thought to say that even by chatas, it's difficult in Rav Huna, because we would have said kididei dami. It's still considered like his own, and therefore we would say that, okay, so then it should be aser, even according to Rav Huna, and it says that it's not aser, kamash milan, that's what we're saying, that no, we don't consider like his own, and therefore that's why it would not have been difficult had he not said it, even talking about only by his own animal, not by others. Therefore, the fact that he says it's even by others, that's why, and that he says it's even by culture, that's why we asked from this braisa on Rav Huna. Now, the Gemara continues, however, up until now was with the opinion of Rav Huna and Ula. But Noat Simon, the mnemonic for the following three Amiram, is Nun Ayin Tzadi, which refers to Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Rami. They say, and they disagree, Ein Adam Oysed Davish Ein Nishalay. A person cannot make something that's not his forbidden, as Rashi points out, even with a complete action. Because there are those, he says, that want to explain that what they're differing is regarding only a minute action, like Rav Huna. And this is Rashi, that's not the case, because then, as we're going to see later on, the Gemara asks from the halacha of menasich, of pouring for wine libations, for avodah zarah, is their refutation. That's a complete action. That would not be their refutation, because they agree that you can make aser when it's a complete action. They're only saying by small action. Obviously, they're disagreeing. Even if you do a complete action, they say you can't make someone else's things forbidden. On that, Meisavei, they asked on them, from the brace that we brought before, someone slaughters his karma chatas on Shabbos out of the Azara, for avodah zarah, says the brace of chayv shalosh chatas, he's liable for three karma chatas. Now, the k'minan, we had forcibly explained that this brace is talking about bechatas ha'if. That's talking about by what type of chatas? A bird chatas. And we proved it from the fact that it doesn't say zevach, that it would refer to all different types of kabbanas, which are by animals. Why pick chatzis? Because that's the only one that we could have a unique case of a chatzis saif. Now, as Rashi points out, although according to these rabbanon, we couldn't say zevach for a different reason, is because a shlamim is his own, and that would have been forbidden right away when you did a cut, and then you wouldn't have been liable for shchitei chutz. And the reason why they would say that you picked chatzis is because it's not his own, and therefore it's not forbidden, and therefore you're not going to remove the title of kachem, and therefore you're going to be chayv only all three, only at the end. So what's the difficulty? Is because from the fact that it doesn't pick Oila, which is more common, and that is also not his. Why did it pick Chatas? It's because Chatas is something, besides the fact that just like Oila is not his, it's also a case where you could have the unique case that we described before, that is by an Oif, that you only have to cut one pipe for its validation. So obviously the reason why we're picking Chatas and not all the other Karbanas, and additionally not even Oila, is because that's the only one that you have a carbon that's validated with one simon as its oif carbon. So that's why we pick chatas, to refer to chatas as oif. Moreover, so what's the case to that you mechayev all three at the same time? It's like we explained. Ubechatzi kanapagam, it's someone where half the trachea was already severed. And then he did one action, that's doing all three at the same time. And that asked the Gemara on these three Amirom, time of the chatas ha'ifu. The inference is because it's a bird chatas, the kuli behadi hadadi kastim, where all three are happening at the same time. However, as we get in, betap of mim alf and alf, aval zevach, but something that's slaughtered with a knife, meaning what we're referring to is regarding karbanis of animal sacrifices, in contrast to aif, which is generally done with malika, with the fingernail of the kayin, that would sound like that lie, that then we wouldn't have this halacha. As we said, that this is only a unique halacha that applies in the case of the chatas ha'if. But as the Gemara, v'i ein adam oisida v'sheinu shaloi, but if, like these three Amarim are saying, that a person cannot make something that's his, that's not his, forbidden, so ma'iri chatas ha'if, then why do we have to, as it's obvious from the time that Braisa be speaking about the chatas ha'if, afel chatas behemanami, even any animal sacrifice, a chatas behema, you also don't have the removal of the designation of the title of kachim halfway through the shechita, because you can't make it forbidden as Avodah Zarah until you finish. I mean, but when you finish, yeah, then you had done Avodah Zarah, because although you don't make it forbidden, but you actually worshipped it. So you'll be Chayef Avodah Zarah. But why say it only specifically Chatzis Ha'if? Any animal sacrifice will be Chayef all three, because they're all only happening at the end when you finished. That's when you did Avodah Zarah, when you finished. That's when you took away its life for Shabbos. And that's when you did Shechut Eichutz. Says the Gemara, not like we had said for Rav Papa, because they hold, kiven de kanyulei lechapara, since the owner has acquired this other animal sacrifice for atonement, because the owners get atonement with this carbon, kididei damye, it would be like his. So therefore you couldn't have said it by any animal sacrifice, because every animal sacrifice, like by oila, he has some type of acquisition because he gets atoned for positive commandments that he violated. Chatzis Ashem, for the sins that he did. Shlom and other Kachim Kalim, which are not that he doesn't get atonement for, but Kachim Kalim are owned by the person anyway. So that's why the only case we could pick was the kit, because since it's his, so he could make it Asr with even just a small amount. Then you wouldn't be Chayav Shechut Eichutz. The only way that you would be able to have all three being liable, like what the Tanya of the Brice is trying to teach, is by the chatas ha'if, that the trachea is halfway severed, which then with that small action that you do, that little cut, is when you're doing all three at the same time, and therefore that's not a refutation of these three amirim. They can still hold ein adam oisid v'sheinu shaloi, and still you wouldn't be able to say it in the case of the chatas behem or any animal sacrifice, because ultimately it's still his on some level, and therefore it would be also right away, and you wouldn't be chayav shechut eichutz, and therefore they also have to say that the Tana of the Braisa was saying the case of being chayav all three, to be chayav three chatas, would only be in the case of chatas ha'if, as we had explained the case from Mazutra, that when it's chatzi kanapagum, and then you're doing the maisa kolduhu, that's going to be the liability of all three at the same time.